This is a summary of Tactical LinkedIn Secrets by bestbookbriefings.com. Tactical LinkedIn Secrets, Rantings from a Superconnector. Dominate in an Age of Noise, Competition and Attention Market Share. By David Cobb. A Guide to Dominating the Competition. Who are the survivors in today's ever-changing world? The smartest? The toughest? The richest? The ones who dominate are the ones who are armed with tactical secrets. To anyone who has a profile in LinkedIn, these secrets are hidden in plain sight. You must approach these digital waters with caution. Every day comes with a tide of trivial posts and self-promotion that you must sort through. The best way to do this is by taking a look at successful users. LinkedIn is the new arena of high-level competition between businesses, and it's where you'll find the next generation of winners and losers. The key factor is strategic planning. 1. The first 3 seconds. LinkedIn is a gateway of first impressions. Mediocre, unimaginative, vanilla profiles can do active damage to your reputation. Businesses who don't have profiles at all are archaic and out of touch. The way we communicate has evolved. Have you? Profiles with old pictures or common industry titles are skeleton profiles, indelible proof that you aren't keeping up with the competition. You will appear indifferent, or worse, lazy. No one cares about your titles or accreditations. Digital consumers are after human connections, not logos or brands. The people you'll want to work with want to know and trust you. Will they buy what you're selling or say goodbye to your profile? Imagine missing out on the most amazing opportunity of your career because of a bad 3-second impression. Amazing chances like that come to visit regularly, but you'll never know it if you don't take advantage of them. Your digital legacy. The first step in performing a digital deep dive on a person you're interested in is usually their LinkedIn profile. If they're a premium user, they'll be able to see that you've viewed their digital legacy, even if you might not want them to. If this is the case, simply change your settings to privacy mode. Conversely, LinkedIn Premium is worth getting so that you can see when other people are watching you. One of its features is Interesting Views, which shows how often your profile has been viewed in the last 90 days, and allows you to immediately follow up with a direct message through InMail. You can save any prospective connections and notes in Sales Navigator. On this platform, you have the power to manage your history and neutralize any potential threats. But you must remember that deep dives don't end with LinkedIn. Whatever you post, no matter how private or public, will stay on the internet. You can delete your posts, but screenshots and videos taken by other devices have a way of sticking around forever. Investigate your digital legacy and clean out anything that could affect your reputation. In today's competitive environment, you may find yourself caught up in a story where you play the villain. That negative attention will be measured against your perpetual digital resume, PDR. Failure to prepare for this with a healthy public image will be seen as an automatic confirmation of any accusations or suspicions. Your PDR can literally make or break you. In large corporate structures, you may find that your PDR can be stuck in an organizational framework, where no one outside of your company can see you or your content. Work to get your PDR out of this pool and into a bigger ocean. The chances are such that you will find yourself with a career change in the future, voluntarily or not. Without the lifeline of a solid LinkedIn profile, you may soon find yourself linked out. When used correctly, LinkedIn will give you access to timeless, international, and competitive knowledge. You must optimize your profile for the maximum possible positive exposure. Share your knowledge, insight, and stories of positivity, and you will provide yourself with karmic ammunition. It's hard for most people to get outside of their comfort zones and begin working on a tactical plan, but there's no getting around it. If you want to achieve results, you must invest time, thought, and effort into your online presence. Take consistent and regular action to interact with friends by commenting and liking their posts. If you need to, set an alarm and stick to it like your career depends on it, because it does. Start with 30 minutes of engagement every day, and make 2 or 3 posts a week. 2. Level up your job, or level up your people. The candidate. The starting point for any prospective job seeker is exploring and executing the power of LinkedIn Premium. It helps you assess available jobs and keep an eye on key decision makers. For hiring parties, it offers a treasure trove of potential talent solutions. A candidate's first job is to be prepared to be one of those solutions, if not the best one. Fill your digital quiver with the tools you need to take advantage of jobs, upgrades, and opportunities to build relationships. LinkedIn is very user-friendly, even more so for smart, enterprising people of all ages. Regardless of how hot or cold the market is for your position, the search for a job needs to be deliberate and targeted. All over the world, there is a fierce competition for dynamic employment, with a lot of people fighting for a few jobs. You need to see through the noise by taking the following steps. Sign up for LinkedIn Sales Navigator. Research available jobs and submit your resume to them. Save interesting positions in saved jobs, track your applied jobs, and turn on job alerts. Infiltrate the org chart with Deep Dive. Look out for shared connections who can formally introduce you to others and add them to a list. When applying for a job, determine who you would directly report to, as well as their superiors. Identify any commonalities between you and them, and reach out when the opportunity presents itself. For most jobs, you will find that there is a long and winding line of digital applications. Regardless of how impressive your resume may be, it's still just a drop in the bucket of documents any decision maker will be sifting through. How do you stand out in this ocean of aspirants? You don't. The author recommends that you seek out unique warm targets. LinkedIn's jobs features lists tens of millions of global job opportunities, with more employers joining in search of the talent that they need. Users of LinkedIn Premium enjoy the added benefit of the top applicant feature, which identifies which openings would consider them as a leading candidate, based on their profiles. LinkedIn products. Make use of the following tools to gain a significant advantage over the competition. Interview prep, interactive videos and quizzes about questions you're likely to come across in an interview. Salary comparison, uses comparison analysis across industries, saving you from selling your own salary short or keeping your company's hiring budget in line with the markets. Resume writer, hires writers to create the perfect resume at reasonable prices. LinkedIn Learning, a masterclass series with thousands of informative videos for every aspect of your career or business. LinkedIn Groups enables you to immediately connect with colleagues in your desired fields. The three levels of connection. Do enough work and you'll find commonalities with the people you meet on LinkedIn. These commonalities include shared contacts, alumni networks, similar accreditations, participating in the same LinkedIn groups, membership in the same associations or organizations, the same hometown or country, mutual support of advocacies and causes. Store this information in your quiver for use at the right moment. These commonalities can help strengthen your connections, of which there are three levels. Level 1, people in your everyday life who you share a degree of personal and professional trust. Identifying the ideal people to connect with is crucial to a successful career. Depending on your experience, you may have dozens or thousands of direct connections like these in your contacts. Choose your targets based on their influence, status, and level of closeness. Level 2, these connections are introduced through a mutual connection and are classified as weak ties. Make a list of potential allies who you can get in touch with. Connectivity and further introductions come from taking advantage of your relationships. Your competition is surely doing the same. Level 3, interesting, unique, and influential voices, people whose relationships with you will carry a level of digital distinction. Seek out super connectors and people with real influence, not people who specialize in tooting their own horn. Avoid people who lack integrity, be patient and diligent, and people with character will come your way. Once you've gotten in touch with a team leader, consider the following tactics. Bring something of value to their day. Share pertinent marketing intel, a well-thought-out comment, links to useful tips, or even a relevant joke or two. Consider their perspective. What are their problems, and how could you help alleviate them? What service or insight would make them feel appreciated and taken care of, even for just a little while? Remember that it's not about what you, the solicitor, can do for them, not what they can do for you. The quality of your actions towards them will showcase your quality as a potential hire. Think of every communication as an informal interview. The employer. A team leader needs to use every resource at their disposal in order to find the right talent. A machine can only be as good as the sum of their parts. One talented person can only work so well for so many hours, but with the right team, their energy and creativity can contribute to a multiplier force of productivity. A true leader's long-term goal should be for their organization to outlive any individual, even its founder. Who do you need, and who are you training for the future? Short-term digital strategies will lead to stagnation and death. If you aren't digitally growing, you're digitally dying. Tactically organize your team to make the most of their strengths, and keep an eye out for these key members to maintain and develop your online presence. 1. The organizer. Manages the business's daily operations, catalog imagery, calendar content, and runs the team. They are adept at all forms of media and understand how digital communication works. 2. The creative, possesses creative energy and communication skills, content author, combines the creative and business process. They are storytellers who generate dreams, ideas, and positivity. 3. The closer, an established expert in the industry who generates revenue. They may find it difficult to get involved in the creative process, but will be eager to get on board when they see what LinkedIn can do for their business. 4. The creative closer. Not many people are capable of executing both inside and outside of the LinkedIn space, but these people are constantly creating, deploying, and optimizing their process through their dynamic teams. 5. The reality of digital perception. If LinkedIn is such a powerful tool for business, why isn't everyone making a killing off of it? Many people will claim that they don't know where to start, that they're not creative enough, or that they're too busy with their work responsibilities, but every human has the capacity for creativity and the potential to be an expert. But as with everything else worth doing, this process takes diligence and preparation. Fail to put the time in, and you will fail, period. In order to fuse tactical thinking with creativity, follow this three-step process. 1. Preparation. Consider your time on LinkedIn as essential as a meeting with a potential client or your boss. Prepare, and you won't have to repair your digital image. 2. Research. Cultivate knowledge not only in your field, but in other adjacent fields. Broaden your network, your skill set, and your perspective. In doing so, you will expand your contacts and your creative ability. 3. Creative implementation. Keep your mind free of distractions in order to maintain the discipline of writing posts, updating your profile, and communicating with others. Allow yourself time to organize your posts and enlist your team's input when creating content. Organize a calendar for your content, up to 2 or 3 weeks out. One good calendar is Loomly. It helps to see LinkedIn as a chance to make the most of your creativity. Your message will fail to connect with an audience if you think of content creation as a mundane chore. But with that said, discipline trumps creativity every time. 4. Different brands and targeted niches. There's a big, wide ocean of business, brand, and personal opportunity out there. The possibilities for adaptation and evolution are endless. Will you be the one to make the next big thing? The digital learning curve. Like everything else in life, LinkedIn comes with a learning curve that rewards you when you approach it passionately, yet methodically. Posts can potentially receive thousands of views, which opens it up to a range of good and bad comments. Ignore any trolls or bullies that may emerge, and focus on growing your digital presence strategically and thoughtfully. Take the higher road, and prospective clients will notice. LinkedIn provides you with the tools you need to defend yourself, delete uncivil comments, and block problematic users if needed. Sometimes, your content will just be okay. But if you find that you aren't getting as much engagement as you would like on a particular post, don't let it get you down. In the end, you have no control over what goes viral and what doesn't. Besides, viral doesn't matter in the long run, your perpetual digital resume, PDR, does. As a content creator, your goal should be for 10 of your last 20 posts to be strong, dynamic, and useful for your audience. Learn what works and what doesn't, execute on your strength. Figure out when the best times to post are, and stick to them. Remember that your goal is to work your way upwards and onwards, working your way up your circle of influence until you can connect with the right people. You'll start this journey in the general sector that you operate in, and then find the niche discipline that you specialize in and others want to hear about. Take the path least taken and you'll be sure to find success. If your content is too concerned with pandering to the widest audience possible, no one will be able to receive your message clearly. Find the successful niches of the influential and connect with them. Don't hoard your passion and share your knowledge. Most crucially of all, don't be fake. The key tactical secret to your success is authenticity. 5. Calibrating dynamic content. LinkedIn is a platform that is fueled by creatives. This works in your favor because everyone's content can be used to strengthen your own brand. In order for you to create nutritious content that your following can appreciate and learn from, you need to start consuming nutritious content. Read and identify which sources of information on LinkedIn are reliable and interesting. Citing wackos is a fast and easy way of tarnishing your own reputation, so be careful to vet your references and check their PDRs. On LinkedIn, creatives produce instructional videos, host live events, write real-time articles, and keep their audiences engaged without bias, which is fast becoming a rarity. Jump into the rabbit hole and see what you find. Any connection can lead to a prosperous result. You'll find the right person to help and connect with when you put the effort into communicating and offering value to others. The real versus the ideal. If you want to form a clear path to success, watch out for these flaws in character that you may be exhibiting. 1. Narcissism. A great way to disconnect from your audience is by showing your shiny and expensive things. Brag, and your digital brand will be sure to lag. 2. Self-promotion. Keep talking about what you've done and what you've earned, and you'll turn into the channel on TV that plays only commercials. You know, the one that no one watches. 3. Political discussion, a guaranteed way of alienating at least half of your audience. Political rants are a waste of time, and they don't change anyone's mind. Keep a careful eye on your prospective contacts, especially when it comes to their accomplishments and credentials. Keep it real, and ditch the digital posers. To those of you who don't have as much experience as you would like, find a mentor who will help you build up your credibility. Remember, the three greatest factors in engaging your audiences and reeling in high-level connections: expertise, credibility, and authenticity. Content creation. Pictures, a great way of enmeshing your networks. Instant interconnectivity is established when you take and post pictures whenever you're in the company of established LinkedIn users and personalities. Make sure to tag your posts to identify the people you're with, and you'll soon see your posts go viral. They're great icebreakers for a potential high-level connection. After all, who doesn't want free exposure? Infographics, they tell a quick story if they're done right. Charts and diagrams can seduce the eye, enhancing a person's ability to see patterns and trends. Striking imagery can help give a clear overview of your topic. Customize your infographics, it comes with a price tag, but it can create instant engagement, awareness, and ultimately monetization. Annotations, surprise your audience by adding handwriting to your posts, through highlights, comments, and markings. Typed out words don't have the same impact or personal touch. Rarity brings value. There are plenty of digital writing tools that you can use to achieve this, from smartphones to tablets with styluses. Videos, if you're budget conscious, smartphones serve as excellent production devices. Don't worry about the production value, solid, authentic content always wins out over flashy, contrived work. You can also edit and crop Zoom calls to provide a useful video. There's no real excuse to not make a video today. 6. Individualizing your brand. Targeted marketing. Question: why do I need this? A. Relationships today are forged by social marketing. A one-size-fits-all approach can only get you so far. You need to craft messages that will strike a narrowly defined segment of the market, converting high-quality leads into loyal customers. Question: where should I start? A. Make a LinkedIn company page which will differentiate your brand and your unique selling points for a distinct perspective and need. You can't do target marketing from your personal LinkedIn, unfortunately. Question: how much is it going to cost me? A. This kind of incisive connecting costs hundreds of dollars, which is a tiny fraction of most marketing budgets. Question: what will the return on my investment be like? A. Your campaign manager will provide you with the feedback loops. With every campaign, you will be able to identify the best ways of boosting your ROIs and analyzing your metrics, which will help you measure your overall performance. The types of paid advertising: sponsored content, promotional media that a marketer pays for and another brand, influencer, or publisher produces and distributes. The aim is for this content to blend in naturally. On LinkedIn, this comes in the form of a single image, carousel image, and video formats. This works out great because of how organically it's integrated into the average user's experience. LinkedIn puts your name in front of customers that engage with topics that are relevant to your brand, which grants both you and the ad credibility. The average cost of paid LinkedIn advertising ranges from $50 to $1.99. It's pricier than Facebook's or Twitter's offerings, but it's a surer way of gaining quality leads if you can afford it. Direct sponsored content shows up in the feed of targeted users, but not on your organization's page. This lets you customize and experiment with your content without cluttering up your digital space. Sponsored InMail, LinkedIn's messenger, allows you to directly hit prospective connections with a personal, direct message. Be careful not to use this with people who may not know you at all, as you may come off as too pushy. Increase your chances of getting a positive response by using keywords like try, join, confirm, and register. But be sure not to write anything that's too formal, and aim to be more conversational. Text ads, run-of-the-mill text blocks with a headline and a logo. Boring. LinkedIn Audience Network, do you want to scale up your target audience and include other similar users? You might be tempted to use the Enable Audience Expansion option, but the author suggests not to. The criteria that LinkedIn uses to stretch its audience is too unclear for you to really be tactical about it. Marketing tactics. 1. Create a company page or website for your personal brand, even if you already work for a large organization. 2. Create your own personally branded logo, assets, and handles, and integrate them into your website. Brand your signature with some dynamic imagery in order to stand out. 3. Make sure that your branding is consistent and easy to identify. Your username should be the same across all of the platforms that you use, in order to encourage cross-searchability. 4. Connect your website's branding to LinkedIn's showcase page, which works as the marketing extension of your company page. 5. Research for future marketing campaigns and keep track of your targets through Sales Navigator. Once you've honed your content creation skills, it's time to start using them to bring in the connections you've been looking for. Roll out 3-week-long marketing campaigns. At the end of every week, pivot to a new form of content, and at the end of every campaign, dig into the data to see what works. What resonated with your audience? What led to email signups? As long as you continue the experiment, the pool of available information will continue to grow and crystallize with new insights. It's not enough to pay to enhance a blog in one way or another. Debut new content all the time, recycle and build upon ever-relevant content, if you must. If you are a digital archer, your targets are the troves of emails of connections you've made throughout your various social media platforms. These riches have the potential of becoming a monetizable stream of attention. How then to retrieve them? The answer is simple enough: get these targets to visit your website and capitalize on your connections by using tracking pixels or email signups like Loomly or MailChimp. List specific targets that you'd like to connect to by their position, companies, divisions, accreditations, affiliations, etc. their connections will be the conduit for you to influence their groups. Aim for people who are substantial and positive in their online presence. The cadence of content. Once you've gotten away with a giant bag of emails, what do you do with it? You start planning. Plan your content pipeline for 3 months down the line, and your process will be a breeze. Start with one targeted release every week, and then follow up with three more promoted and tactically scattered releases every week after that. Using Loomly, publish your content on a minimum of three different platforms. Segment out your content into three categories: dynamic, time-sensitive, and occasion-oriented. Preparation will help you hit your goal, but so will visualization. Annotate your calendar, plug into your Outlook with visual reminders. Once your calendar is all logged and set to go, your posts will be distributed to your audience like clockwork. Step back and watch your productivity skyrocket. Make sure that your content is clean and easy to consume. There's a lot of clutter on the internet, and the best way to stand out is by giving your audience a breath of fresh air. Whether you prefer to read or listen, we have something for you. Visit bestbookbriefings.com now for more summaries.